Shalom Chevra, hope everybody's doing well. We're going to be continuing our discussion of the Kinyani Torah, specifically discussing Shimush Chachamim. Just to capture how important this particular Kinyan Torah is, I wanted to quote from the famous Gemara Brachos, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara there is discussing who qualifies as an Am Haaretz. It has various different shitos. It finishes off with the shita of the Achirim, which the Gemara says, Halacha Ke'achirim. And that shita says that even if somebody's Kara, Vishana, he knows Gans Tanakh, he learned Shas Mishnayis Papeh, if he's lo shamash tamid chachamim, if he's never served the Talmud Chacham, the literal translation, then he's an Am Haaretz. You can't join him for Zimun. Trumas and Maisers to Mai, he's an Am Haaretz. Take a look at Tosas over there for the Halach L'Maisa as it pertains to Bezman Hazeh. But this is what the Gemara says is the Halacha, that if he's, if he knows everything, if he hasn't been shamash tamid chachamim, he's an Am Haaretz. So Rashi over there explains that lo shamash tamid chachamim means that he doesn't understand the inner workings of the Piskei Din of the Mishnais and Brisos. He just knows the facts on the ground, but he doesn't understand the inner workings. That's provided by the give and take of the Talmid Chachamim of the Beis Medrash, the Amoraim, aka the Gemara, if you understand why these dinim apply. But Derek Drush for a moment, and to be honest, I think this is the deeper pshat of what Rashi is describing. I don't think it's that much of a Derek Drush. It means that even if you have somebody who has all of the hard data and all of the information and knows all of the Piskei Halacha and knows all that you can know about any particular topic, if he's lo shamash tamid chachamim, if he doesn't have a relationship with a live, vibrant chain of the Mesorah, with a real Talmud Chacham, then he doesn't know how to learn, he doesn't know how to paskin, and he doesn't know how to live. It doesn't matter how much you know. There's a famous line that's attributed to many different Gedolim, and I think they all said it. I don't think it's falsely attributed. I've heard about B'Shem the Rav, I've heard of B'Shem the Satmar Rebbe, that you can have somebody who is an Am Haaretz and Gan Shas. Somebody who's learned Gan Shas and is an Am Haaretz in all of it. Just because you know it doesn't mean that you live it. It doesn't mean that you know how to calibrate it properly. I think this is a very particularly important message for our door, especially the younger generation, because there's been a proliferation of so many incredible tools like Dershu Mishnah Brura, and you have these Machshavas Farm that bring down all of the different perspectives on issues, and they're all incredible. I recommend them highly. They're incredible. But it can give you the false impression sometimes that I have the tools at my disposal, and now I have the Masorah right here. I look at the side of the Dershu, I have all the different Piskei Halacha of the Gedolim of the previous generation, and now I know exactly what to do. I know all the different takes on this particular Ashkafic topic, and I can decide what makes sense, given my knowledge and what's in front of me. And it's not just that many times we'll make mistakes of a technical nature in both Halacha and Ashkafa. It's also that the godless of a Talmud Chacham, and of a real Adam Gadol, is his ability to balance all of the details of Halacha in the broader context of Ashkafas HaTorah and Ratzon HaBori, to understand how this fits into the entire puzzle. And if you kid yourself into thinking that you can do that, then you desperately need a real Talmid Chacham to have a relationship with. The godless of our Talmid Chachamim, and of our Rebbeim in particular, K'malach Hashem Tzvakos, is their ability to see every single detail in its broader picture, and to see where everything fits in, how to calibrate things properly, balanced individuals. And we need to watch them. We need to have relationships with them. We need to ask them questions about how to deal with the particular situations. We need to see them in action. We need to see how they interact with people outside the Beis Medrash, how they interact with members of the opposite gender, how they react and how they interact with different people, non-Jews, anybody in the outside world. What are their perspectives on various different issues? There's so much noise coming from all different sides. And instead of turning to all of the people who literally feed off of polarization and feed off of you getting angry and upset, it's funny because me and many other people, I think many guys have been telling me that they've been listening to podcasts recently. You keep on listening to podcasts. I don't think it's necessarily such a bad thing. Maybe talk to your babe about it. But at least speak to an Adam Gadol about the perspectives that are being spewed on these things. People who literally make money off of getting people upset and angry and passionate in the wrong way. We need to have relationships with live chains of the Mesorah. We can't go back to old books, as beautiful as those books are. You need to be chained and connected to somebody who is alive, vibrant, and understands how to balance all the values in the current world in which we live in. It's a very important message that we can talk about for much longer, but at least for now, please, everybody try over the course of the next couple of weeks and the next couple of years, as long as you're here, develop those relationships that you so desperately need. Ask the questions that you need to ask. Look for the etzos that you need to look for. And as Rav Rosenzweig Shlita always says, not all of them always have to come from the same Rebbe. Many people can find various different Rebbeim for Psak Halacha, for Hashkafa, and Machshava, and for interpersonal relationships, and that's fine. as long as you have those relationships when you leave this institution, it's extremely important to develop them. Wishing everybody atzlacha. We should be davuk to Tamidei Chachamim and to the people of our Baruch Hashem, our Rashi Yeshiva, who are Kamalach Hashem Tzvakos. We should have atzlacha to be zocha to this Kenyan Shel Torah and to free ourselves from the Amaratzos and become true Tamidei Chachamim who understand and live the values of the Torah exactly as the Ribono Shel Olam wants us to.